This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So remember we played some of Chandler Rome's podcast with Jeff Luhnow last week.
You know, was I here that day?
Oh, you weren't. That's right. It was Jeff. We played some with Jeff Luhnow talking about the Astros. It was really good stuff. One of the things that we didn't get to, I saw retweeted today, and it just made me kind of pause and ask a question. And so my confession is, I think he's right, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
One of the things he said is no dynasty in all of sports comes close to what the Houston Astros have done. Before you react, I started thinking about this. The age-old question, are you a dynasty if you've never won back-to-back?
Oh.
Because that's what people say. That's, my inclination was, you're damn right there's not. I mean, who would even come close to the Astros dynasty?
But then the Spurs?
The Spurs would absolutely be one. They didn't win back-to-back, but they won five.
Correct.
You know, so I started thinking, all right, are we going to have that? Are they the greatest dynasty if they never won back-to-back?
I mean,
it's an age-old thing.
The back-to-back does not hit me super strong.
Me neither.
Like, I think being in a constant space where you can win, because, like, it feels arbitrary. Like, these championships have to be immediately next to each other.
Yeah.
As opposed to if you are a dominant force that is constantly there, a la the Spurs, and also have put up a number of wins to the point where, like, you know, you are basically snuffing out some of the people around you. It's one of the things that kind of makes the Chicago Bulls dynasty of the 90s, you know, really loom large, is because they really took out the oxygen of a lot of competitors around them. In fact, there's a number of greats that we view, either we don't necessarily view in the same way, or we have to have a little bit of a multiplier where we go, okay, but remember, they were going up against this team. I think that exists with Spurs. Enough talking about them. But when it comes with the Astros, it does feel like to that to some extent, but I definitely can't get to the point where I call them the greatest, and I feel bad saying this, even as they've like done this for an extended period of time.
Let's just set that the greatest aside, you know, what he said, because I'm with you. Largely, like, the Spurs were a dynasty. I don't care. I mean, just 12 years of and five titles or whatever it was. The Astros are a dynasty. But it just made me think, and like, okay, are we going to have that discussion at some point with the Astros?
On, like, them being a dynasty or back-to-backs?
Yeah, the back-to-back kind of being a qualifier.
I mean, someone might have a discussion. I think the bigger discussion that I imagine people will have, and again, I don't think that it should knock them down in the same way, but it will. I think this has probably the best chance of trying to knock them down, which is just having two, which, again, points to the reason why 19 was a problem, right? Yeah. Like, 19 was an issue. You needed that one because that makes you damn near unassailable.
Mm-hmm.
We have 17, 19, and 22.
Yeah.
It makes, and then on top of that, we know that people are going to come with their asterisks for 17 already.
Sure.
So that's why 19 was such an issue. But yeah, I don't know that it's the back-to-backs that get them. I think it's just the how many championships do you need to have within a span for you to begin talking about dynasty at all.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the thing that comes to mind for me. So I'm generally and I, you know, I'm thankful for this. I'm not too, you know, patting myself on the back. I'm generally a very, you know, calm driver.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, very somewhat passive at times. Like, hey, man, if you need to get in, you go ahead and get in. I'm not tripping off of any of those things. Far from me are the words road and rage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? However, today coming into training camp, practice day three, reminded me of one place where if I was to get anywhere near road rage, it does pop up. I had completely forgotten about this, but it pops up enough for me to acknowledge that it's a pattern, which is, and you remember, there was a little rain this morning.
Yeah.
One of those four-way lights turned into a four-way stop. And why are y'all so bad at four-way stops,
it's
man?
It's not that
how
hard.
Do y'all not understand how this works?
I'm with you.
Like, it's not two ways going at the same time.
Yeah.
Each side gets one, they go, and then someone else goes, and it's just your rotating order, and people don't know how to, like, look up, take account of what's happening. People are damn near crashing every time that someone is going. I'm like, how are you guys not able to get this very basic function? We learn about taking turns in preschool. How do y'all not get this taking turns at the four-way stop?
I got nothing to add. I am totally with you. Four-way stops drive me nuts. I will say, you know, you talk about being a calm driver. I did see you run a red light yesterday.
All right, so hold on. First of all, you snitching. That's first and foremost. Second of all, I'm in Houston. I didn't run a red light. I just, I just took that yellow.
I was right behind you.
I took that yellow, man.
You took that yellow to red. You took that yellow.
I was already in the intersection at that point. When you're in the intersection at red, you just got to get through there. You want me to stop in the middle? Come on now. That's bad driving.
I wasn't going
to
bring it up, but you brought this up.
That's bad driving.
But yeah.
All right, so 713-572-4610. Who's more right, especially in a Houston driving sense? Whatever Lopez is talking about or me, okay?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So I got to show some love to John McClain. I heard John McClain in the presser when they was talking to Nick Cayley. I got to confess, man, I feel like John McClain got the most distinct voice ever, man.
Oh yeah.
Just because usually when you listening to a press conference, it seemed like everybody sound the same. Mm-hmm. But then when you hear John McClain, it's like, hey, Nick Cayley, what do you feel about that? He just came out of nowhere. I'm like, oh, that's John McClain.
Yeah.
What
are
you doing there? I think John McClain need to be in more press conferences. I know that was kind of a hot debate at one point because I know a lot of people felt like he needed to hang it up and all that stuff. But just off the voice alone, man, they need to have him in there.
Well, he's tapered it back. I actually was chatting with John McClain a lot today. By the way, he's going to be joining us in studio. He's 100% in.
Love it.
When they're in West Virginia, he's going to come in one day. We just got to work it out. But, yeah, I'm with you. He has tapered it back some, and he's picking his spots. So, I'm with you. I'm with you 100% there, Figgy.
Very what's funny is if I can hear the voices, I think there's a decent amount that I kind of mm-hmm. will pick up. But you're not wrong. Like, John McClain is very, very unique. And Some part of me goes, is it because he's been doing this for a literal ever? And I was like, nah, it's because it's John McClain.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
that's that dude in particular.
Yeah, and he had that voice. And we call him, people wondering why we call him the general. And
he sounds like one.
Yeah, that's my thing. He sounds just like a general. Mm-hmm. So I enjoy hearing John McClain asking the question.
I had a nice chat with him. So I think I believe in ghosts more than I ever have in my life. That's a common question as well. Are you a ghost guy or no?
I don't think so. I'm kind of ghost agnostic.
That's where I was.
Okay.
Like, if you believe in them, fine. I don't know if I do or not. Maybe. But I had a conversation with a buddy of mine, actually Captain Dean from the Bite Me podcast. So he was talking about he was in this house, and he was like me. Like, I wasn't real like, oh, I got. And so he actually said he saw this flash of light that was moving back and forth. Like, not just like it could have been a car, because it was actually moving back and forth and then rose high and dropped back down.
Mm.
And it was totally dark outside. And he kind of freaked out, so he checked his video, you know, his in-home security.
Ah, okay.
And it was on there, too. A lot of people say, well, it won't show up on video. He said it was on there, too, so he actually showed me. And it goes back and forth, up and down. And I'm like, well, that ain't normal. Like, it was like a weird-looking, like, almost, not body shape, but it was long.
Would you say it was paranormal?
It was paranormal. So
don't applaud. That was not funny.
Just in the last sound like something I would have said. In just in the last few years, you hear things. Are you a ghost guy, Figgy?
I was more of a spirit type of guy.
Well, maybe
like,
that.
But like as far as like Casper, the friendly ghost, and that type of stuff, I'm not really. I don't really care for that. But I do think it's some good and evil spirits out there.
It was weird to me because he's a guy that would not have believed it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he would he was like me, like, no, you know, no way. And then he's like, damn. it was wild.
Can I give you the ghost take that I feel the strongest about?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand haunted places.
I don't either.
And no, you want to know
I don't
why?
Think they're bad. I'm just saying I think they might be out there.
No, again, no judgment on this. Legitimately, I just don't get it because the logic doesn't make sense. So follow me, right? So this spirit or this ghost or whatever you want to term it, is confined to the outside walls mm-hmm. of this house or this building, but it can go through the inside ones though, right?
Yeah.
So what's the difference between outside and inside wall? Like what makes the outside walls so much more special than the inside walls that they just got to stay to this one place, but they can move around it though?
I don't know. And I would be with you right there, but it's like, you know, I've always been like, people talk about, you know, extraterrestrial life versus ghosts. I've always leaned extraterrestrial life just because it's so massive and there's got to be something.
Right, the numbers on it.
Yeah, I've just leaned that way. But and I've kind of been, like you said, agnostic on it. But I think I'm starting to go like, yeah, there are things out there.
Okay, so yeah. If you're coming out to practice tomorrow and you see John Lopez, the thing to talk about is
ghosts.
Not Texans football.
Ghosts.
It is ghosts.
Damn straight.
Yeah, let's see that. All right, so there you go. That is a little... That was definitely a confession for you. What a weird Friday it's been already.
It was a confession.
No, it was. I'm not. There was no shame. There was no judgment there. I'm just reflecting. We've had John Wick takes. We've had ghost yes. takes. We've had all sorts of conversations. We had Matt Burke telling us that, you know, he wouldn't be opposed to being on Naked and Afraid. All sorts of things happening today in the loop. That's, I guess, a thing that you can only get right here on Sports Radio 610. All right. Coming up next, we talked, as I mentioned, to Matt Burke, the defense coordinator of this team. I thought he was very insightful, as he always is. So coming up next, you'll hear that conversation right here on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.